Welcome to Cloud HCM Talk Radio, where you'll get the latest in cloud HCM best practices and information which are important for your Oracle Cloud HCM service. I'm Frank Cowell, Director of Cloud HCM Development and a member of the Center of Excellence team here at Oracle. And today, I have the pleasure to welcome two guests on Cloud HCM Talk Radio. First, I'd like to introduce Julian Challenger, Director of HCM Cloud Product Management at Oracle. Julian has product management responsibility for the application's global HR OTBI, workforce modeling, workforce predictions, my team, and the directory organization chart. He has worked with business intelligence applications since joining Oracle 19 years ago and has been involved in Fusion development since its inception. Thank you for joining us today, Julian, and welcome back to the show. It's great to have you here.
Pleasure to be back, Frank.
And next, I'd like to welcome Chris Borsch, Oracle Director of Product Management for Global HR. Chris joined Oracle 23 years ago and worked in Oracle Consulting for 8 years prior to joining the Global HR Product Development team. He is currently responsible for the Global HR Person Model, which includes such details as people's names, addresses, national IDs, just to name a few. Thank you for joining us today, Chris. It's great to have you back on the show as well.
Thanks, Frank.
Julian and Chris have returned to Cloud HCM Talk Radio today to talk about Oracle's new feature called Cloud HCM Connections. Julian, I'd like to kick off the show with my first question to you. What exactly is Cloud HCM Connections and why is this new feature being introduced?
So it's a new concept and it provides new avenues to expand your expertise and fuel your interests in your organization. So it's not just a directory, and it's certainly not a replacement for directory, but it does share broader company connections like departments and locations.
Okay, great. Thanks, Julian. So Chris, how is Cloud HCM Connections different from directory?
Well, the first thing is that Connections is using the latest technology and the user experience components. And for those people in the audience that are technical, what this means is that we're using REST services to fetch and update the data. And then from the user experience perspective, Connections is using the latest visually appealing and really engaging components from Redwood. Plus, the search functionality uses a new and improved search engine.
Really interesting. So, you know, let's stay on the topic of the improved search engine. Specifically, how is the search engine functionality better?
Well, the first thing is that you can search across multiple objects. And for this initial release, we're allowing you to search for either people or departments. And the other thing is that the search is much faster than the existing search capabilities. And once you're in the search box, we are going to provide an auto-suggest result as you're typing your search criteria. On top of that, we're using a fuzzy search capability. And what this means is that if you've mistyped someone's name, it'll still return a person who has a close match. For example, if you're typing Anderson with an O rather than an E in the name, people with the name of Anderson with an E are still going to be returned in the search results. And the search results will then be sorted by the best matches at the top of the search results. It's very similar to what the existing popular search engines do. And we've also included filters available for you to refine your search results if there are many search results returned. For example, if you searched on Anderson and there were a lot of people returned, you want to refine that list to say people who work in Denmark and maybe have a job of electrical engineer. You can select those values from the filters. And we also will show a filter count for each filter value. For example, it will indicate that there are 4 people with the job of electrical engineer. And then from the search results, obviously, you'll be able to select a person or a department and get to a profile.
Wow, sounds like a lot of great new functionality coming into Connections, Chris. So let's stay on profile for a minute. Can you describe the profile and maybe talk about some of the information that is contained in the profile?
Sure. The first thing that you're going to notice is that when you open up the profile, there's this really new, cool, and exciting animation when the profile opens. It's an unfolding of a multiple panel brochure, like a travel brochure. And then the information that is displayed on the profile is considered all public information. So this information includes things like their contact information, and it can include social networks that are popular nowadays, like Slack or Zoom, if they've been entered by the employee. It also includes important and useful information about the person's organization, such as their department, their job, their business unit, or manager. Plus, the employee is able to enter a personal statement about themselves, and they can also enter areas of interest, areas of expertise, and even tags that are searchable. We even display the employee's enterprise experience and links that they might think are useful for other people, such as links to a Confluence page or a knowledge document or an external web page. In addition, the employee can even enter feedback about a coworker, and they can decide who can see that feedback. It's really kind of nice, especially in these trying times, to be able to enter and provide some positive feedback for your coworkers. And then finally, there's even a link to the new organization chart.
Sounds very rich and a lot of information about a person. So it's really intriguing, Chris. So thanks for all that information. Julian, can you tell our listeners about what they can expect to see in the org chart that Chris just mentioned?
Sure, yeah. It's an improved and a pretty cool new animation. So, for example, as you scroll down a page, more people will appear. As you scroll down, the navigation is intuitive and allows you to easily move up and down hierarchies. It still includes dotted line matrix relationships as it did in other iterations. You get a person-centric view, as we've seen before, in other words, his manager and direct reports, but you also get a department-centric, so you can see the department hierarchy. You can look at people working in a department. And finally, you get to see which locations workers under a manager are located in. So it'll give you a list of locations with it work accounts. So you can then click on one of those, drill down to that location and see exactly who is working in that location.
So it sounds like, a lot of customers have asked for more information in the org chart. I know for quite a while, I know customers I've worked with have asked for that. So this sounds really exciting. And I'm sure that our customers are going to find this new functionality within the org chart, within Connections, very, very useful. So thanks for that, Julian. Can the org chart be personalized?
Yes, in the future, yes. And we know that this is important to customers. There's going to be a new personalization tool called VBCS. But in this initial release, it cannot be personalized.
Okay, in the future. Okay, good. So, Chris, let me ask you, is this an optional feature or do customers have to use this new Connections functionality?
Great question, Frank. Connections is an opt-in feature. And so there is no hard requirement that customers must use Connections.
Okay. Are there any prerequisites that customers need to follow before Cloud ECM Connections can be implemented and used?
There are. And there are some profile options that will need to be set, as well as some search engine configuration. And the data in the existing database will need to be ingested into that search engine so that the data is searchable. And these prereqs are going to be documented in the release documentation.
Okay, great. So this is an important note for our customers listening today. There will be some things you'll need to do to turn it on, but highly recommend implementing it. So Julian, can you tell our listeners when Cloud ECM Connections will be available?
So it's already available in release 20D.
Frank, can I just add to that? Oracle Internal has already been using Connections for the past couple of months for our Oracle development employees, a few thousand employees. And we are actually going to be rolling it out globally over the next few months.
Wow, that's fantastic news, Chris. 20D is coming out now. So customers have already taken up 20D. So it's already available. That's fantastic.
Yep.
So is there anything else planned for Cloud ECM Connections in the future?
We are always planning. So this is just the first release. We're always looking at enhancements to Connections. This is one of the things my manager most often talks to me about. What else can we do? So yes, we're looking at what else we can do now.
That's great news. Thank you. And Julian and Chris, it was a pleasure having you both back on Cloud HCM Talk Radio. Many thanks for joining us today and providing our listeners with the exciting news about Cloud HCM Connections. It sounds like an excellent addition to Cloud HCM for Oracle's Cloud HCM customers. And it would be great to have you both back on a future show to talk about further additions to Cloud HCM Connections, like the personalization capability that was mentioned. So hopefully we'll be able to hear more from you in the future. Many thanks again for being on the show today.
You're welcome, Frank. Always a pleasure.
Thank you very much, Frank.
If you'd like to learn more about Cloud HCM Connections and the information Julian and Chris shared today, please check out the information in the What's New documentation on the Oracle Cloud Readiness site by going to the shortened URL, bit.ly/33lowercase t, uppercase M, uppercase S, uppercase L, and the number 8. So check out this page for more information on this great new feature. Please send us a note if you have any questions about our show today, or if you would like to share ideas for topics you'd like to hear on a future show. You can reach us at cloud-hcm-talk-radio_ww@oracle.com. And we always look forward to receiving suggestions or comments from our listeners. Thank you for tuning in today to hear about Cloud HCM Connections. We hope you enjoyed the show and found the information relevant for your Oracle Cloud HCM service. I'm Frank Cowell, and you've been listening to Cloud HCM Talk Radio. Please join us again soon on another Cloud HCM Talk Radio show. Until then, take care.